It's 11 p.m. According to that WMFO digital clock, it's time for Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston, all of the world, WMFO.org. I am Ryan D, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, my friends. That's right, two of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. 2 hours of it. Me and you. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and Belinda has been double-dog-daring you since 1990. Coming up in about an hour, it is Radio Obituary, the time each week where we say farewell to those that have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I'm here for the 14th time. It's my 14th time here in the booth for Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I'm very honored to be not Belinda today. Thank you to Mike and Phil up ahead of me for another great show. Great interview right there. Jim from Puba, that was fantastic. Well done, guys. Thank you to all for being out there, for tuning in to catch yours truly here again for the 14th time. Man, oh man, I'm lucky to be at this station, to have my show here, and to be a part of WMFO, to have all you wonderful listeners out there. Hope you're all doing well. It's almost Thanksgiving. Almost that time where we gather with friends and family, eat a bunch of food. Not talk about politics. Nobody needs that, right? We want to have a nice, happy Thanksgiving. That's what we're going to try to do. I'm going to kick it off here, the Thanksgiving season here, in the first hour of Bubbles. I'm going to have that Thanksgiving feast as we dive into the vast cornucopia of holiday theme songs and clips to get you ready for that big day, which is just around the corner. Today is Saturday. It's next Thursday. Some of us love Thanksgiving, right? I do. I like it more than the other holiday. And follows it. Some of us can do without it, right? These days it seems that Thanksgiving is completely forgotten. You know, with the Christmas season beginning, right? Pretty much right after Halloween these days, you walk into a store and it turns from Halloween to Christmas in the blink of an eye. So that's, why don't we cook up some silliness? Stuff you full of songs. How does that sound? As we give thanks to Bubbles in the Think Tank for Belinda. And I say thanks to all of you guys out there for listening, for being out there tonight, for being part of this show for all of these years. And also to be thankful for Freddy's poll, which you have to remember to take. Be sure to participate. Take Freddy's poll. It's never mind Thanksgiving. It's Freddy's poll giving time. Yeah, I like that. Freddy's poll giving. So make sure all of you faithful, you all know, Blaine's been talking about it. It's time for the poll. It's coming up. Go take care of it. We'll talk about that more. But first, let's dive into Thanksgiving. We're going to kick it off here at the Bubbles in the Think Tank first hour. Thanksgiving theme song called Thanksgiving 1915 from a brand new band. They're called The Bad Ends. They are a super group consisting of a former 5'8 frontman, Mike Mantione, and former REM drummer, Bill Berry. Bill Berry's back. It's his first band since departing from REM in the 90s. He went on to be a farmer and was very successful in that. And now he is back playing music with this brand new band. Again, they're called The Bad Ends, and their upcoming debut album is called The Power and the Glory. It'll be out next year. And I'm going to kick off Bubbles with the second single from this upcoming album. Again, it's called Thanksgiving 1915 from The Bad Ends. Bubbles in the Think Tank, away we go.
This goes to all those who missed the hearts that we were breaking in. And this goes to all those wishing there was a table set for them. I was wondering. To sing to them a better.
the hotel, I'll get the box of wine. No saddle words have been spoken since the dawn of time. When we were young, we never think that it will come to this. Because you only get one shot, I took my shot and missed. She said, you just keep it still, love, I'll get the cameras going. I'm still amazed at the things I do to keep my dance from growing. She said, we've got some sort of symbiotic relationship.
Here they just call me Dad. I've been trying to read, but I just can't seem to do it. Thanksgiving Day. We Johnsons had a good Thanksgiving, the best we've ever had. And I can't help thinking that what made it better was a feeling, a real feeling of thankfulness. And that's odd, too, when you consider the shape things were in when I got home from work yesterday. My kids, Dick and Tommy and Susan, were all home from school. And, of course, Mother and the baby were there. As kids will, mine were living tomorrow right along with today, looking forward to Thanksgiving. And like most men, I'm glad it was Mother instead of me who had to break the news to them.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Turkey and dressing and pie and cake.
And fruit salad and whipped cream and cranberries. Gee, I can hardly wait.
Me too.
Well, you know, children, we've had a lot of expenses this month, and, well, your father and I thought that... Well, the truth of the matter is, there just won't be any turkey this year.
No turkey for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm going to make a pumpkin pie, and we'll have plenty to eat, but, well, we'll just have to get along without turkey.
Mom, you don't mean it. It won't be Thanksgiving at all.
Even the pilgrims had a feast. After all, isn't that what Thanksgiving's for? I don't think it's fair.
And it was right there that I came in, right in the thick of it. Hello, everybody.
Don't worry, buddy. We can do without mashed potatoes.
Good as new.
You idiot!
Here, Toots, here's the point.
Nothing like this has ever happened before.
I just give you the point.
Very well, go ahead and carve it.
Okay. What's going on here?
Hey, why didn't you kill this boy before I brought it in?
Go on and carve.
It's haunted!
You shut up or I'll haunt you.
Never saw anything like that.
I've never seen
anything
like that. That's incredible.
Quiet, Steve. Mouth potato!
We wear shoes and have last names. Welcome to our table, our new primitive friends.
Thank you, Sarah Miller. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your hair is the color of the sun. Your skin is like fresh milk. And everyone loves you.
Stop! Sit.
Wait.
What?
We cannot break bread with you.
Huh? Huh? Becky, what's going on?
Wednesday!
You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller.
Gary, she's changing the words.
And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
You really can't have a Thanksgiving theme set without a little Adam's Family Values. Wednesday's Revolt. One of my favorite scenes in that movie. Christina Ricci, the greatest Wednesday Addams. James Brown up ahead of that. Do the Mashed Potatoes, as recorded with his band in 1959, released as a two-part single in 1960. You heard some silliness from the Three Stooges. Thanksgiving Day dinner. A clip from a 1951 Thanksgiving series about being thankful without having a turkey. Though the kids were very disappointed. You heard a song from The Electric Six, Talkin' Turkey, off the Detroit band's seventh album. Zodiac was released back in 2010. I'm kicking off the Thanksgiving theme with The Bad Ends. Thanksgiving 1915, again a brand new band. Featuring Mike Mantione from 5'8 and former REM drummer Bill Berry off of their upcoming debut album, The Power and the Glory. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am Ryan D. Good evening, everybody. Nice to have you all out there. I don't know what's going on with why this is stopping. There it is. I'm going to back that up and play that some more while I talk. I hope you're all doing well. I hope Linda is doing well. I hope you're all ready for Thanksgiving. It's nice to be back here covering the show. Thanks to everybody out there on the Facebook page. It's good to see you out there. Let's keep this theme rolling. A lot of food theme songs coming up. I'm gonna get back into it with... Oh, in case you didn't know, this is the Thanksgiving theme from Peanuts. Let's get into it with a little Cab Calloway. How does that sound? The song I'm going to play for you recorded with Cab and his orchestra back in December of 1948. This one's called Everybody Eats When They Come to My House. I feel that. Everyone eats when they come to my house. I love cooking. Do most of the cooking for the holidays. And Cab's gonna sing a little bit about it.
Banana, Hannah.
Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to Gravy Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's Cacciatore Dore. Taste of bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tulula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher. Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here? What? You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am?
Huh?
I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year.
Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Creep.
So far, so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now the crowd is...
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Gobble, gobble, diddle-lip.
Hey!
Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From W.K.R.P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air.
This phone, holding my leg to chew the bone, entice me to get one more plate of Chinese food. Heaven is closing fast on my face.
Spot report, Les. Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
1, 2, 3, 4.
today about charity and peace, and bringing families together for a rich and homemade feast. But Christmas, it has its issues that we wish we could do without. Our 3 months of Jingle Bell Rock, really what Christmas is all about. But right here, I have the answer, and I'll give it to you for free. It's secular and less commercial, and I know that you'll agree. It's like Christmas, but it's less dirty, without shopping, snow, or chimes. It's called Thanksgiving, you idiots, and it's been here this whole time. Now I know what you're saying, there's no way that it's that simple, blah, blah, blah. Maybe Jesus, well, shut up. Let me explain. Thanksgiving is much better. It's a very special day, because it feels a lot like Christmas, and I get presents anyway. There's no dead tree in your foyer, no riots at Best Buy. We just play our ukuleles, and the cake is not a lie. It's my favorite holiday, it's Let's Give Stuff to Molly Day. It's the day I burst from my mom's womb. There's not a snowflake in the sky, the lattes taste like pumpkin pie, and you are very welcome, come back soon. Jesus' birthday's a month away, but mine's happening right now. Thanksgiving is greater than Christmas anyhow.
That's right, Molly Lewis. Thanksgiving is greater than Christmas. Molly Lewis right there from Thanksgiving versus Christmas. Dropping a little knowledge on you. And of course, I'm going to play the WKRP in Cincinnati Turkey Drops clip. Could I not? It's one of the greatest themed clips of all time. You heard the Happy Fits in between all that silliness with a great track called Cold Turkey. Little Eva with her classic hit Let's Turkey Trot. And kicking off that set with Cab Calloway, Everybody Eats When They Come to My House. Again, recorded Cab and His Orchestra back in 1948. I'm Ryan Deese. Bubbles in the Think Tank. How are all of you doing? Now, I expect to see the answer to that question on the Facebook page. And I hope that it is indeed swell. Let's get back into it. Here's great stuff from Susan Christie, folk legend of the 60s and 70s, third track called I Love Onions. Who doesn't love onions?
Pinch your toes or people who squirt you with a garden hose, but It was highly prized by the ancient Egyptian pharaohs and their friends and cousins. It causes worry of the eyes and rubefaction of the skin, but it is very, very tasty.
How very, very cool.
Mama don't want
Stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down don't square no deal. Least you know the way I feel. Take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't a woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink.
Hurting me now don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, don't feel no pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yeah.
We're gone.